A Dawn Like Thunder by Douglas Riemann. Read by David Rintoul. Chapter 1. Trust. Waiting was the worst part. Everybody said so. He sat awkwardly in a corner of the submarine's control room, his thick rubber diving suit making his whole body pour with sweat. Around him, the men on watch stood or sat at their diving stations, barely moving, so tense was their concentration in the oily warmth. In the muted glow of reddish-orange lights, their faces were like parts of an intricate tapestry. Only the clicking, purring instruments and dials were alive. He eased his limbs slightly and saw a young stoker by the lowered periscopes glance at him, but only briefly, probably wondering why he was risking his life in such dangerous work, more likely seeing the diving suit as a very real liability, a threat to his own survival and that of his messmates. The submarine's skipper leaned against the plot table, his eyes ever watchful. He too would be thinking of the risks to his boat and his men. The submarine was in shallow water, a good place to conceal the target, not so good for a quick dive. There would be no chance to escape if they were suddenly pinned down by aircraft or a patrol vessel. He plucked at the tough, narrow rubber cuffs of the suit. In the water it was another thing, supple, protective, and familiar after all the hours of training and the wild elation of actual operations against the enemy. Even pushing your head into the tight-fitting hood was painful, and the man who was helping was usually concerned more with haste than comfort. He glanced at the control room clock. Dawn was still an hour away. He tried to picture the coastline ahead of the boat's slow-moving bows. Sicily. He had studied the plans and the maps, the charts and the intelligence folios, until he felt as if...